Blog Talk Radio.
Are you ready to take a bite out of the competition? Are you looking for ideas to make your business better? Welcome to the Core Business Show with Tim Jacquet,
sponsored by Apple Capital Group.
At the core of every successful business, you'll find people making a difference. And with each episode of the Core Business Show, we talk with those people, examine those ideas, and explore the strategies that make them special. Now, the host of the Core Business Show, Tim Jacquet.
Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome to another episode of the Core Business Show. I'm Tim Jacquet, your host. Today I have Ron Tunick. He's a financial expert and public speaker. He's going to give us some five-minute tips real quick and regarding money. So, Ron, let me turn it over to you.
Thank you very much. The concept of people who are in trouble financially, unless they're just outright lazy, they really have a thinking disorder that unfortunately starts at a young age, because where in our country do you learn how to think? Where in our country does anybody ever sit down with you and talk about money, talk about saving money? There's a big difference between saving and spending. There's a big difference between people who make it and don't make it. And that difference is understanding that you have to pay yourself first. So that's why I call being broke a thinking disorder.
Wow. Do you think this is a lack of education? I know, for example, you go through high school, some parents talk about money, some parents don't talk about money. Some are just trying to make it day-to-day. Some don't have any money. But we have one economic course that we take in our senior year, last semester in school, and they kind of go through, hey, this is how you manage your books, how to run a checking account. Is that too late?
Well, it's never too late to learn anything. I mean, the education really starts at a very young age, and the education is really should be centered around learning how to think, learning how to make decisions. When you learn how to make better decisions, you get better results. And when you get better results, when you get better results in your life, it leads to a higher sense of self-confidence and ultimately higher self-esteem. So when you believe in yourself, when you empower yourself, that's when the whole world changes. You have to learn to trust in yourself. Most people don't trust in themselves, so they have a hard time trusting in other people, and that's where things break down. You don't develop long-term relationships, and you don't develop the type of relationships that can encourage you or help you or grow you. Most people are still stuck in high school with their peer group mentality, which is fine. I understand peer group mentality, but as you become an adult, you've got to hang around and select and find very successful people. You have to be very selfish about who you talk to and who you spend your time with. If you have family members that don't encourage you to do better in your life, you're going to struggle.
Okay. What's two things or three things you can name real quick that a person needs to do to kind of take control of their life financially?
First thing to do is quit making excuses. You've got to take responsibility for your life. You're an adult. So the first thing you do is quit making excuses. The second thing you do is to sit down and develop a plan. You have to have a plan and a philosophical way that you're going to run your life. If you're going to run your life on wishing and hoping, that's exactly what you're going to wind up, wishing and hoping that someday you're able to stand on your own two feet. But you can learn to stand on your own two feet literally by making a decision to change how you think, which starts with your attitude and is connected to gratitude. So here's the plan. Sit down and make a plan. But before you do that, analyze who you are. What kind of person are you? What is your personality? What are your goals? One of the toughest challenges that I have when I do my workshop is I ask people what their dreams are. When you ask young people what their dreams are, they just want an iPad. When I was coming up as a young man, we wanted to buy a home. So people, first of all, have to learn how to dream and have the kind of goals and aspirations. And this is where you start. You have to have something that motivates you. Ambition is what drives us all. If you lack ambition, you better find it. And you start with sitting down and analyzing your life, where you want to go, and then when I come back on your show next week, I'll talk about the various tasks, because I break everything down to a very simple form. You have to develop a mindset, and this is where when I do my workshops, my book is called In the Thinking Room. So you can go to InTheThinkingRoom.com, but it starts with tasks. Now, I have to go to another radio show, so I'll talk to you next Tuesday.
Okay, talk to you then. Great. Thank you, Ron. Take care.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Okay. Right. Again, that was with Ron Tunick. He's going to come back on the show next week to talk about a little bit more detail about being broke is a thinking disorder. Tune into that show next week. We'll go ahead and repost that. He's the author of the best-selling book, The Thinking Room. Everybody, thank you for joining the program today, and have a great day.
Thank you for listening to The Core Business Show with Tim Jacquet. For a free quote on equipment leasing and financing, visit our website, applecapitalgroup.com. That's applecapitalgroup.com. And fill out the information to receive your free quote. We hope you'll join us for our next episode. And remember, you can always get to The Core via iTunes. You'll find all our previous episodes there. Thanks again for listening to The Core Business Show with Tim Jacquet.